USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Fires broke out at the site of a planned public safety training center near Atlanta, Georgia, after a protest led to clashes between police and protesters yesterday. The Atlanta Police Department said 35 people had been detained after violent agitators used the cover of a peaceful protest to conduct a coordinated attack on construction equipment and police officers. Investors will be listening closely to Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell when he testifies on Capitol Hill this week.
Powell will testify tomorrow before the Senate Banking Committee, then return Thursday for the House Financial Services Panel. The Fed chair routinely briefs lawmakers twice a year. Look for key several financial reports, including factory orders today, trade balance and job openings tomorrow, jobless claims on Thursday, then Friday, the February unemployment rate. January's rate was 3.4%, the lowest since 1969, a number for which President Biden was quick to take credit. I'm Richard Johnson.
New York Democrat Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has killed more jobs in the Empire State than she has created. When she first joined Congress, she blocked Amazon from doing business in New York, according to Job Creators Network. AOC lost 25,000 jobs for New York City. That equaled $4 billion in lost wages and $12 billion of lost economic activity. Shark Tank investor Kevin O'Leary on CNN.
I don't put companies here in New York anymore, or in Massachusetts, or in New Jersey, or in California. Those states are uninvestable. The policy here is insane. The taxes are too high. Uninvestable. She's great at killing jobs. She kills jobs by the thousands.
AOC says when she opposed the Amazon project, it was because of a scam of public funds and claims she was right in doing so. Thanks for listening. This is USA News.
What do you mean he went searching for fresher powder? We have full classes today.
Instructor down at Vesper Ski School.
Support each other to snowplow, honey, not a way.
She needs more ski instructors to slalom through the day-to-day.
Pizza, fries. Whoa, really, no, pizza.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Martha Stewart, and I have a question for you. You know that unwelcome guest everyone wishes would just leave already? That's COVID-19. That's why I got an updated booster designed to help protect against recent Omicron variants. Got it? Check eligibility and schedule your updated COVID booster at vaccines.gov. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
In an attempt to reverse the social economic harm of planning decisions made decades ago, the federal government is spending $1 billion over 5 years to remove highways that divide communities. The U.S. interstate system, created under President Eisenhower in 1956, was advertised as the greatest public works project in history. Some of today's politicians in Washington call them racist highways, saying their placements harm communities. President Biden commemorated the anniversary of Bloody Sunday, and he spoke about 20 Minutes Sunday in Selma, Alabama.
It was 58 years ago when civil rights protesters marched for the right to vote across the Edmund Pettus Bridge.
600 believers put faith in action to march across that bridge, named after the Grand Dragon of the KKK. They're on their way to state capital Montgomery to claim their fundamental right to vote.
There they were met by Alabama state troopers who beat the marchers.
I still picture the troopers with their batons and wands and whips.
Biden said, sadly, the right to vote remains under attack in this country. I'm John Schaefer.
Scientists are improvising to use human brain to develop biocomputers. The objective is to use the human brains in order to create biological hardware to serve humanity in the long run. Calling them brain organoids, Professor Thomas Hartung explains machines are good with numbers, but human brains are much more efficient in learning and storing information. Lance Pry, USA News.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely upon advertising. This ad is sponsored by Case Legal Media.
Attention! This is an important message for anyone that has been diagnosed with cancer after being exposed to Roundup or other weed killers. The Internal Agency for Research on Cancer warned that overexposure to Roundup and other weed killers may increase the risk of developing non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Monsanto, the manufacturer of Roundup, may have known that Roundup and other weed killers were likely linked to organ damage and cancer. This information was hidden from the public as proprietary trade secret since 1981, and Monsanto...